You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Mino's not back yet, but again, we have Connie Feldman in the house. Thanks for being here again.
Hey, it's Connie and the Mayor again. I am thrilled to be here, Jim. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is awesome.
I feel right at home. I have to tell you, I texted John. Are you feeling better? You're going to be back Thursday? Yeah. So he's like, I really wanted to go out. Now, we know he had a little skin cancer on his face, right?
Right.
And he had 10 stitches in it, and he said, well, I want to go out and take a walk, but I want to put on the sunglasses and the hoodie and all that kind of stuff. He goes, but I look like the Unabomber. So then he sent me a picture, and I'll bring it in later for you guys.
Awesome.
And it's him, and then a picture of the Unabomber. And I'm going to tell you right now.
You're close?
Really close, Jim.
All right.
Really close.
Okay, we'll have to work on that. Well, that's good. I'm glad he's doing fine. I'll be back tomorrow. But I really, Connie, this is great that you're here. We got quite a lineup today, and we had one little change we'll have to talk about a little bit later, and I'm fine with the change. But today, though, just weather-wise, right, we can just start with a high. Well, high today is going to be 77.
Yeah.
58 now in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Some morning texts already. Happy hump day. Vicky, thanks for that. Luann, good morning.
Good morning, Luann. Hey, Vicky.
And, I see Michael's out in New York City. Good morning to everyone from New York City. Yeah, that's...
I wonder if they have that wildfire smoke out there. It's kind of... Air levels are pretty dangerous out there today.
Really?
Don't want you outside, yeah.
Hmm. I talked to my daughter, but not about the weather. She's in the middle of something else, which is great for her. I talked to a lady I work with at New Community Shelter. Her and her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, they're looking at going on a trip. And she goes, really debating in Costa Rica or New York City. I'm like, those are two different places. You know, it's like, New York's great. I love it.
I would pick New York
over a lot of stuff.
Costa Rica is pretty sweet, though.
It is.
You know?
It is.
But you're right. Two completely different appeals.
Like, how could you come up with those? You know, it's not like New York or San Francisco. You know, that'd be more of a comparison. But anyway, they're going to Costa Rica, which I think is great. So, yes, today, let's go through some of that. Cheese Day.
Great
for Wisconsin.
Yay.
Love that. Hug your cat day. Do you have cats?
I do not right now. I have a dog, but I'm not a cat or dog person. I love them both. And Terry Barr has cats, and they're my babies.
Oh, she's saying she's not choosing one or the other,
I'm not
right?
choosing.
Oh, I see.
Many dog people are anti-cat, and I'm pro both.
Yeah, you know, that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true that some dog people are anti-cat.
Yeah.
Huh.
What about you? You've got a dog.
Well, I'm
right?
a dog person for sure. I love dogs.
I couldn't imagine you with cats.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't.
I just want to say that when I was single, I had a cat. Butch. But you know what? And I was because they're nice to have in house. The care isn't as much as a dog. I mean, dogs are crazy. That's like having a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but he ate part of the Christmas tree, pine tree. I had a live tree in my house.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't eating. I took him into the doctor.
I
was to take out a little bit of the intestine. It was like $200, a little over that. And then the guy's like, well, you got to keep him away from the Christmas tree. So I tried. But they jump, and anyway, he ate some more, and I took him back. Like, I don't know, and the doctor says, this is it. He lost, like a pound, which is a lot for, like, a little cat, you know. So anyway, that was very sad.
Have you seen those upside down?
So the cat died?
Yeah. The cat died because I had one surgery. He ate again, and then the doctor said, look, we just did surgery on his cat. We took out, I don't know, an inch of his whatever intestine. And he said, we're not going to do this again.
No.
And,
so for those of you keeping score at home, this is the second Christmas story that involves a death of his pet.
That is not my pet. That was the first one was my sister's pet. But you're right, Todd. I never thought of that.
At the Schmidt's house.
His sister was a teacher and had a pet hamster. Brought it home for the holidays.
Because she can't leave it in the
classroom. And she kept it in like a shoebox or something, right?
It was a bigger box than that. But yeah, it was a box.
They did all the wrapping and all that, and the paper and the extra boxes stuff. And so his dad said, listen, you guys got to clear this out. So they took everything and threw it in the fireplace to burn it. Mm-hmm. And then later it's like, you know.
Sacrifice to the gods. I know. It was awful because I'll tell you what was really weird. So my dad goes, "You guys, boys, clean this up. He's room, clean up. We're gonna have breakfast." So we clean everything up, and then we're sitting around the table, and we had 10 brothers and sisters, right? So we're sitting around talking. Oh, Christmas, oh, Santa, this. Where's Benji? It's like, oh, I don't know. Looking around, my dad looks at my brother Bill. He goes, "You go find that." It was a guinea pig, and so
oh,
I was sad.
No, that's even worse.
I know. That was weird. That was weird Christmas. Yeah. Come to think of it. That's a flashback. And people, and thank you people for listening. We love every listener. But I was out and some people made a comment about that. I'm like, look, I didn't do it on purpose. So,
you know, anyway. My dad's best Christmas story with unwrapping paper. We were just diving in, throwing it back in a pile. And it was, and all of a sudden he's like, come on, kids, now clean up all that paper. And we turn around, there's this mound of wrapping paper. And we start to, and underneath it was a little kitty cat. Not a kitty cat pet, a little snowmobile. If you remember the Articat little kitty cats.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a little kid sized snowmobile.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's great. That's cool.
So cool.
That's an awesome Christmas.
Yeah. No one died.
And nobody died.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of your Christmas. Your Christmases are different than ours at the Filman House. The Schmidts, we sacrifice things. So. Anyway, so Hug Your Cat Day. Yeah, we'll do that. Global Running Day. That's cool. Is it Corgi?
It's Corgi Day.
Corgi, the dog.
You know, Corgi, the Queen Elizabeth always had corgis.
They got their own day.
Corgi butt.
I wonder if Bernadoodles have their own day. I'll have to look that up. And America the Beautiful Week. That should be every week, right?
Yes, love that. Absolutely. Love that.
All right, let's just... A few birthdays. Do I know any of these people?
You know Angelina Jolie.
She was married to that guy?
Yep. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yep, that guy.
See?
Yep.
And are they on again, off again?
No, they're way off again.
They're off again.
Yeah, for 7 years.
She's 50.
Huh.
And I don't know. I can't picture her, but I just know the name because they get way too much ink. Okay. Also 50 is Russell Brand.
Comedian, actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a weird guy, right?
Yeah, not as familiar with him.
Yep. All right.
Noah Wyle, 54.
He was in ER, right? Nothing from
who picks
Jim.
These names? No. I just, you know, I there's other people.
like who?
Oh, my... When I got married, I had my four brothers in the wedding and my best friend. It's his wedding today.
Okay.
His
birthday but nobody today, else, Demick. Nobody listening knows who he is. I bet more people know Noah Wyle than whoever this guy is.
But if you look at the paper, it's not always the same names. And I'm just wondering who picks, because I would be, let's say I pick.
I do all the work on the show, so I pick the names.
Wonder no more.
And it's all based on pop sports culture. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. I've only been here a year and a half.
Grab your paper. I want to know who's in the paper you would know.
I will. I can't. You don't let me read the paper on the show. So I'll do it during the break.
Very good.
Okay.
Horatio Sands, who is Saturday Night Live alum, is 56.
Okay.
El DeBarge. Come on. You got to know who El DeBarge is. To the beat of the rhythm of the night. The band DeBarge from the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. 64.
Wow. And I can't believe Michelle Phillips is 81.
She was in the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, that's cool.
And of course, she was also an actress for a while. She was on Knott's Landing back in the day. She's 81.
When I saw that last night, I thought, that swimmer's that old, but that's Michael Phelps, right?
Oh my God.
I thought typo.
You know,
but you're right.
Wilson
it was
Phillips.
Michelle. So yeah. I read
Did
it
you know
Wolf,
Wilson Phillips?
Is he a comedian?
Sorry. No. Never mind.
That was Flip Wilson.
Let's move on. Yeah, that's...
It was close.
Flip Wilson and Wilson Phillips.
Right.
That's why I said it was
similar.
Right. See?
Fewer people would probably know who Flip Wilson is. I remember Flip Wilson.
I did too.
Yeah,
okay. Geraldine.
When's his birthday? We haven't had him on the list. Pick him next time, Todd. I don't know if he's still around, though.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Okay. All right. Then we can't do that. All right. Tonight. No, today. I love these afternoon games, but this is in Cincinnati. 11:05. First pitch, Brewers and the Reds. Cincinnati Reds.
Nice. That'd
be good. Did you see that they honored Pete Rose last night?
I didn't see that.
It was crazy.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. So.
Oh, Mino's cringing right now with it. She didn't see that. I can just see him.
Oh, I didn't see it either. I just read it. all right. Hey, so today our lineup is pretty good. We're having Jeff Merkus in here. He hasn't been here for a while. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the On Broadway District and their events and something new that they have. Plus, of course, they're bringing back a lot of their things that are very successful. Kind of at the west side of the river, right? And then today, Jeff Merkus is coming on, and he's downtown Green Bay, more the east side of the river. They have activities,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Tried to combine those two into one, but that's like trying to combine two east and west DePere High School. It just wasn't there. The flavor just wasn't there. We had meetings. We actually brought a consultant in. I'm not kidding you. And it's just, they justified in their own minds, and I think, I don't know if they're right or not, keep them separate, and I don't know.
Anyway, the east and the west side of the river?
You know, the yeah. events. Yeah. So we got a okay.
downtown
on Broadway.
Green Bay, yeah.
Right, downtown Green Bay on the east side. And then you look at, like, Appleton. I mean, they just got downtown Appleton, but they do the whole college. They do so many events down there.
Well, they don't have a river going through their city.
Right. And then in Oshkosh, I think it's more centralized. I'm not sure, but the way we do things here, they both have activities and they both work. And that's what's really important.
A lot of fun stuff.
He's
going
to come in and talk about that. And of course, then we got the Melcors in to talk about the movie with the Melcors. And that's real estate. And I was telling Todd, you know, yesterday or 2 days ago in the paper, the front page, real estate, you know, sales down, costs up. And even today, it was study names Green Bay among the best for first time home buyers. That's exciting for us to recruit talent.
Yes.
So I want to get their comments on that. And of course, John's coming in, John Kramer from Headlines with the Press Times, and Jessica Norwood, NWTC. It'd be fun to talk to them about what's going on. And then Linda Gusty, I don't think I know her, Director of Education at the Botanical Gardens. Has she been here before? I know we've had people.
She has.
Okay, we have people from the Botanical Gardens. Have you been to their shows out there?
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing.
Did you see Tina Turner? It wasn't her. I mean, obviously it was.
No,
okay.
I didn't see that one.
Really good.
So, this Bee Gees now? Wow. Is that not that?
That's what's going to be out there now.
All right, cool. It'd be fun talking about that. So, and we had scheduled, I just want to tell our listeners, a Brown County Board supervisor who's a friend of mine. And I said, because I knew they were voting on the coal piles last night. And I said, look, come on here 6:30 on Wednesday morning and just give us the rundown. What took so damn long? And finally we got this deal done. And, you know, what was the hang up and what is it going forward? Well, he texted me last night. He goes, hey, look, can't come on because we can't disclose this until a final vote Thursday. So he's going to come on Friday.
There was some deal made. We just, they can't reveal the details yet.
Right. So anyway, that's fine. I just think
at least there's a deal.
It's a big, big deal for the city.
Why would it be so secretive? I mean, why can't the public know what's going on? It is, you know?
My guess, and I don't know this, is they just want it legally written and then signed by both parties before they make the announcement. I think they agreed last night, but and then you agree, and then it's like, then you reduce it to writing, and it's like, are you sure it was, you know, 3 years and not seven? And I don't know. I think I'm okay with them waiting because
I've never been a politician, so I can't even imagine inner workings. But are they going to be gone at some point, do you think?
No. The coal?
Yeah.
No. Still the cheapest. I mean, I just saw.
No, I mean from our riverfront.
No. No, we're gonna need coal.
Well, I know, but they can convert.
Did you see? Where is that? Is it in Illinois? The nuclear that they're putting in now to help all this AI stuff. You know, nuclear is 19% of our energy, and they're building more of that now because it's clean. It's good for the environment. Yeah. Helps the global warming. No, I'm not kidding you. So yes, there's gonna be coal here. Plants need coal, and they don't want to convert over to natural gas. And we've got to respect that. It's still the cheapest form of energy right now.
Right, it just needs to go away from the waterfront.
But then you got ships that bring it in.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Good idea. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about that at the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very first time Jim got a little with Connie in the studio.
Oh, man, she's tough. She's tough. All right, hey, we're going to be right back. This is Connie Thelman, Jim Schmidt, Mind on the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is this Russell Brand? No.
No.
Angela Dooley?
No, this was somebody whose birthday was yesterday, and I forgot her name already.
No. Yeah. This is El DeBarge. This is DeBarge.
Get out
of here. To the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
Connie.
It ties into the day. He's not a yesterday, tomorrow guy. This guy lives in the moment.
Wow. I'm just...
Okay,
Connie, I mean, you know how I feel about you. I love you.
I was thinking but, it was Let's Hear It for the Boys. Doesn't it sound like Let's Hear It for the Boys?
There's there's a similarity, yes.
All right.
A little bit.
Lawsuit. Okay. Hey, a couple things. We got a nice text here today from Sherry at Kayak, Wisconsin. Do you kayak?
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Okay, so the kayaks are in Bellevue on the East River now.
Oh, nice.
They have those launches, you know? They have one at Lily Lake and a couple other ones around town. I think they have 4 or 5 launches. And you just go online. And they give you the code. You go in there, you can rent kayaks.
Oh, how cool.
It's very good because it's...
Do you kayak?
I have, not here.
I know you don't canoe.
I almost spit my coffee out when you asked him if he kayaked.
Huh?
Do you kayak? Huh? I did a spit take.
Okay, I got it. All right, anyway, they're in Bellevue. The water's low, but if you guys want to schedule time to use the kayaks, let me know. Isn't that nice?
That is.
So Sherry was on here before, and she's big
cool.
into
the kayak. Cool, thanks, Sherry.
Hey, we must... be doing all right here.
Okay.
Only because when I came in this morning, there's Starbucks coffee. So thank you, whoever did that. Because we've been drinking this water dump for me. I mean, for us.
I didn't
for
get the
customers.
Starbucks. I didn't get the Starbucks.
Yeah.
There's Starbucks in the back, too.
Oh.
That's a treat.
I yeah,
they
well,
have an
yeah.
ice cream.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Todd, or whoever bought that.
Yeah. Sage bought it. Let me
okay,
just say
right.
that.
Sage. Right. We love Sage. Talked
Sage
about him
is
yesterday.
Awesome.
He's doing great. All right, so how are you doing here?
I love it here.
You're a TV person, though, right?
Yes.
I mean, you were anchor here, anchor there.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit yesterday, and in our next half hour, at least for the part of it, I want to talk a little bit more about TV. We're not going there unless Sage wants to buy TV stations, but right now we're radio people. But you have some information on...
Well, I thought it would be interesting. There's, you know, like the top 5 things you never knew about your local newscaster. Because I used to get comments from people I would meet, you know, all the time about, wow, you're short.
Oh, yeah.
Or, do people come in and who does your hair and makeup and a lot of stuff that I think is fun that you wouldn't necessarily know.
Oh, my
local
first,
news anchor.
A little bit with politicians, a lot more with news anchors because you're on every day, but we're on once in a while. And people would say to me, I mean, when I first was elected, that, man, I thought you'd be taller.
You know,
and I would say to them, so did I. But, you know, it's just...
Part of the reason is when you're on camera, the camera shoots and people view it at eye level. So they think you're the same eye level as them because that's how they're seeing you on TV.
Oh.
And I'm much more below eye level for many people.
Much more below. Okay, that's 2 of us.
Yeah. So I've got a great picture of her. And who's the gentleman with
it's you? Jordan Lamers. He does the weather on the morning show, and filling in.
I didn't realize he was that tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll show that after 6:30 on our stream.
Well, sitting at the desk, we were, you know.
Same, yeah.
Right. You look the same
more
height.
More even.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, he is quite a bit taller. there was an article on some of the changes in the media. Now, there was when we first started in radio. Oh, my God. It was like, remember, every week somebody's leaving, somebody's doing this in the radio. And I haven't heard a lot lately, but... On TV, you know, with Jarts, of course, retiring Chris, you know, moving up a chair. But we lost 2, like, good weather people, the bigger markets.
Yeah.
I don't watch the weather, but anyway, that's, they just said changes in the industry. It's like a big 2 weather people. Somebody else left or came too. But anyway, it's cool that Green Bay, a little bit of a stepping stone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people kind of come here. It's like, this is great. I'm going to move on.
Well,
stay.
Yeah, it used to be, it was kind of the breaking off point where people would decide, okay, you know, they'd go to Wausau and Rhinelander, and then Green Bay was usually at least their second job, and the time to decide, am I going to put up with this? Do I really want this? Because it's a lot harder than a lot of people know.
Yeah.
And they would either continue on in TV from here and move up markets, or this would be the breaking point where they said, nah, it's not for me.
Or they might stick around, right? They might be like long-term people in this market.
If you're like a Connie Feldman, for example.
Yeah.
Who's local? Who's from Shawnee, who loves Northeast Wisconsin. I stuck around and tried to move up within the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bill Jarts from Clintonville.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of us.
And we've had some great people that have moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, and... That's kind of cool that they like to go back to their like home area, not necessarily the same downtown, but you know, that state or that region. And yeah, that makes sense. I did that too. So here we are. All right. So we're going to talk about you and your media stuff. Are you still in touch with all your media friends or do you guys kind of like split up?
Oh, no. No, it's a really small industry. You know, there's only 4 stations in Green Bay and many of us who have been around long enough have worked at most of them. And it's a really small, tight-knit group.
So how does one get into that, though? I mean, were you like a cheerleader and on stage? Like, was it that I drew it to you? Well, or was it more like, I love writing, I love reading?
I love writing. That was my passion. And that I was a cheerleader and I was on stage, but it was more journalism. You know,
sure.
It's
sure.
And because if your goal
what are you
is,
laughing about?
If your goal
you
is.
Know, she's like, okay, I those are two different. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Really?
You're, yeah, really. You're, I said, you, like, what was the question I was, I'm not saying it was ego, but you're on stage, you're a cheerleader, right? You're out in front, you're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And then there's journalism, which is totally different. You know, you're kind of in this.
Well, yes, it's different than being on stage.
And knowing your personality, how outgoing you are, you said, I did it because of journalism. I just smiled. I didn't laugh. I smiled.
Well, here's my thing. If you enter,
okay, get me out of this.
But time. I am a dinosaur. I, you know, broadcast journalism. If you enter TV to be on camera,
right,
you're not going to last long, because it's journalism, and the reason it's there is to news, to tell people stories. The actual being on TV part of it is very, very minimal to what you do. So there's a lot of...
So you're telling me, I don't know if I buy that. You're telling me that the people who are on TV...
Oh, it's already started.
The people
a week into the,
people,
the honeymoon.
The people who are on TV are there because of journalism, not because they want to be on TV. I got a couple people I want to ask you about at the break.
Oh, well, journalism. You're talking to a journalist.
I know that. And a cheerleader, and someone who was lead role in the high school play.
We got to get Terry Barr. All right. We got to get Terry Barr in here.
She knows it. All right, we're gonna be right back. Connie the Mayor.
All right, don't forget, coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, it's Ascani Summer, and the Text to Win Statewide contest is going on this morning. Connie and Jim will have this morning's keyword for you. Be listening in for that for a chance to pair a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash in those great Wisconsin vacations in the Wisconsin Dells area or Door County vacation. Again, that's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning with Connie Feldman and Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor
All
this
right.
morning.
We need a lot of texts today. We're going to put the arm on this thing
today.
Yeah,
come on.
More
we need to hear from you.
We were quiet yesterday, so
it's
today's the day.
Bucks.
$100 yeah. Or those club level seats are good
seats.
And
it's more fun when you hear from people.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right. So we were talking a little bit about how great it's been to have you here. But you're a TV person, so we talked a little bit last night. You have some things that we didn't know about. Is it about you specifically?
Well, I'm going to speak to them from a personal perspective because I don't want to speak for any other anchor. But it's just kind of common things in the industry that you wouldn't know. You see people on TV, mm-hmm. and you think you know kind of what they do and who they are. But then when you meet them in person, you know, it's often a different story. They either look different than you thought or...
I hope they're nice.
They are. Would I be anything but...
Not you. I just... Because it's sad. I don't like, I did entertaining, right? I did lighting at the Carlton West for years. And some of these people weren't very nice.
Well.
And you're going to find that in every industry. Yeah.
Probably. But I mean, there's in media, though. But probably some of these, yeah.
But I mean, listen, there's politicians who are jerks. There are TV people, radio people.
Football players. Some are wonderful. Some not so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. It is. My point was that how they come across as super nice, and then you meet them and they're like super rude. You know what I mean? I think there's some politicians that are rude, but they're kind of jerks. You know, even on the floor. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway,
they're actors, and you know, an actor is not the same thing as a broadcast journalism.
Right.
You want to be who you are on the air,
right? But there's also expectations,
absolutely.
Right? So, like, people will say to me, "Oh, your radio voice." I don't like do this radio thing, but I don't go on and go, "All right, at 7 o'clock,
right.
you got a chance to win."
Right.
You got to go, "Hey, at 7 o'clock, you've got a chance to win." Right?
Well, and like I get to come in radio in a ball cap, and
yeah, you
know,
do. You're pretty chill.
This is my radio. I love it.
All right, so tell me something we didn't know about. You guys don't know about
all
each
right,
other.
All right, here's what you might not know.
All right.
The top five things you may not know about your local news anchor. They're likely a lot shorter or taller in some cases than you think. So you're sitting at the desk, right? You know, we saw that picture of Michael Chen and I last week. I was sitting on the Milwaukee phone book to bring me up to about how high he is. And there's a picture of Jordan. There's Jordan Lamers and I. We were on the morning. I was filling in on the morning show. And when we sat at the desk, we were about the same height. You know, his chair was all the way down. Mine was all the way up. But then when we stood up, and Jordan shares my birthday, by the way.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Great guy. So it's interesting.
Look at how short she is compared to him.
I guess.
I mean, you come up to, like, right. say his nipple area is where your eyes are.
He is very tall. I'm, you know.
But that happens with a lot of people, not just news people. Because remember, Tom Cruise is not that tall.
No.
And But they put people around him that make him look like he's a little bit taller. Well, right? I mean, when you cast people, they...
When you see people through a TV lens, you assume you're seeing them at eye level.
Because they're shooting a different... Okay, by and large, I would think news people are shorter than we think they are. I don't think they're, like, taller.
Well, but Tom Zelaski, I think, might be taller than you would think he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, also, I always got asked. So, people think you do your hair, or you have people come in and do your hair and makeup, and of course you don't.
You don't have a little makeup room? There's nobody in there?
Well, you do it yourself.
Really?
You kind of learn as you go what... You know, what works, what doesn't. And believe me, you will hear from the viewers if something doesn't. There are consultants who will tell you you need to, you know, have straight hair.
So we're a mid-sized market.
Mm-hmm.
When do you get the makeup people?
Like maybe network?
Network, like, yeah.
Those guys do.
Anchoring network, yeah.
New York, top four maybe.
Do you think they have them in Chicago? Probably,
yeah,
maybe,
in
right?
Chicago, yeah. Yep. New York, LA, Chicago, Philly.
The bigger cities have it, right?
Yep.
But we never got to that.
No,
that might
don't.
Be a cool thing to do to attract talent. Say, look, you work here, great studios, we got the best equipment, and we have a makeup artist that comes in every day.
Well,
Would that make a difference for you if you would have gone, like, let's say five had it and 11 didn't?
It may, but that's just not in the local budget.
To those egomaniacs.
No, it's not in a local budget. It won't. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I wasn't going to go there. But yeah, it's not a tremendously lucrative career until you get way to the top. Then it may be.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing that's like interesting is the guys you see on TV wear makeup also. And they have to figure it out. I was always taking the young male reporters under my wings and saying, here's what you do. And it's mainly because if you go on with, you just look pasty white under the lights. So you have to have some color on you. So if you
see when John goes on and fills in on Local 5 Live, he wears makeup.
Yeah.
But
so you see him in person, you're like, oh, dude's got makeup.
But don't they do that? I mean, when I had longer interviews, 20 minute when they want to sit down with you, they always put, the guy'd come
they
up with that
used
little brush.
To. They used
really
to.
Really don't have that anymore.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know what to bring.
So when you went on with Zelaski, with Mino, right? When the show kicked off, you went on his weekend show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody do your makeup?
No.
Okay. There you go.
I was one of those people who did makeup at 26 back in the day in commercial production. They've gotten away with that. You know, gotten away from that now. Some stations don't do it.
Usually the guy or the lady walks over with just that little brush. We got a little glare here.
Yeah.
And they just put it on your forehead and then they walk away.
Yeah, because you're
shiny.
It's
not like makeup. It's not like they put eyebrows. But
look back on that tape, Jim. You guys were shiny.
Okay, we probably were. They do think. All right. So
this is for you.
Everybody thinks you're tall or you're not. Everybody thinks you got a makeup artist before you go on and it's all you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they? You said you get criticized from the viewers once in a while. Does somebody okay your makeup? Like say, all right, Connie, that's good. I mean, do you have like a consultant, a supervisor, or something?
Right? Occasionally there will be a consultant.
Or the producer might say something, right? Like, hey, the rouge or anything like that?
It's a little too red?
Yeah, somebody should.
Yeah.
The director, the producer.
Gotcha.
They should. And they should also say, you know, your shirt's wrinkled, but some... You know, TV is not the way it used to be. So this is my personal experience. Yeah. Remember, I'm a dinosaur.
At your young age.
Listen, I can tell you as a producer, when I tell these guys anything like, don't lean back in your chair, your stomach's sticking, they don't listen. They don't listen.
I'm working on it.
This is for you, Jim. The newscast, the part you see on TV, the half-hour news, that is actually the smallest fraction of their time that they do every day. So, for example, anchors who present the news are writing the show. They're producing the show. When I was at Channel 5 on the weekends, I was there producing and writing my own show. and then anchoring it at night. And sometimes going out in between and catching video of whatever was happening.
Wow.
So.
They do more. They just don't read a teleprompter. We're saying. They do more than that. They actually write, well, what's, they write what's on the teleprompter?
Yeah. Oftentimes. Wow. The anchors. Because, you know, you have a producer, but you have to have people help you write the
right.
show.
Right.
And those are usually the people who've been around the longest. A lot of time for me, I love to mentor young journalists. And I was a self-proclaimed dinosaur, but said, this is AP style. This is why we write this way. And that was my passion. I had
so
to,
what time did your show come on?
I did a 6:30 and a 10.
In the morning or at night?
At night.
So what was your prep time? Like, did you get in 3:30, 4:30? How, is it 2 hours, 3 hours prep?
I mean, oh, no, I was in at 1:30.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think you worked that hard either.
Well, it's a lot
and
of
then,
work.
And then, so the broadcast ends at 10:30, right?
Yeah.
What time do you actually walk out the door?
I was out pretty close to 11.
Yeah.
You know, there's not promos to shoot after. But, you know, and sports guys, too. Sports guys are out covering sports all day in a hot summer day. Yeah. And, you know, they come in, not uncommon to see them in suit coat and shorts. And then the sports guys, after the show, they have to shoot Sports Extra or whatever promos they have. So they're... So long hours and hard work.
All right. That makes sense what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't have looked at all that behind an anchor. I thought that was kind of a chill job, you know, that you just kind of got there and teleprompter. But it's more work. Yeah, that's cool.
Teleprompters go out, too. That I was also, nowadays, back in my day, I had to have a paper script on my desk. They have tablets now, but tablets fail also. And when you're standing there staring at a live TV camera, you got to know the teleprompter's going to go out at some point, and you need to know exactly where you are. And, you know, you don't want to be caught like a deer in the headlights. But if you're really good, you'll never know the teleprompter's gone out. And that anchor is just reading off the
scripts.
Okay,
so you read the teleprompter, and you've got it on your
tablet.
Tablet. Yeah. Who's scrolling it?
You are.
Oh, man.
They don't even have that anymore, Jim. A lot of places don't even have camera people. There's it's all electronic.
Yep. And you're also operating, nowadays, your own teleprompter with your foot. So when I was producing, I was trying to scroll my scripts on the iPad, time the show with my other hand on a laptop on the desk, and scroll my teleprompter with my foot.
Okay. This is a little
and
off
rub my tummy
base.
And pat my
right,
head.
Right, right, right. A little off pace. I wonder, they're doing that for cost containment,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
They don't add people. It just seems like they've added, and I don't know, it seems like they have added more commercial time. I mean, you can Google and see what it is, what they add on.
That's business.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think
you love money. I mean, it's business. It's,
I do.
You know, digital is a huge push. That's where news is going. People want their news where they want it, how they can get it, when they want it. They don't sit around and wait anymore for the evening newscast to come on. So you also, reporters and anchors, you know, once you're done with your story and you've gone out, you've had one day to find somebody, talk to them, write it, edit it, get out, present it, and then you put it on the web. You put on web copy.
Like I look at X right every morning. I read that for a half hour, just go through those stories if I want, and I'm going to click it on. That doesn't bode well for TV anchors.
Well, not necessarily, but it's a great vehicle to get communications
well,
out.
Well, I love it. Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, but the other thing, too, they're still selling a brand on there.
Right.
So whether it's the reporter's brand or the network's brand or the news organization's
who's
brand, it's
story.
Still branding it, right? So
you're
whether
right.
it's web or it's social, it's all the same. I will just tell you, Lisa Hale, one person, does 71 different stories a week,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah.
71.
That's unbelievable.
Well, and the thing about, don't get me on a platform here, but you can't necessarily always trust what you read on the internet.
Right.
So there's, to me, an even greater need for local journalists now, because anybody can say anything
put
they want, put it on
there,
the I internet agree. And call it news.
Yeah.
And that's scary for me. All right. Let me give you my one last top five things you
all
never
right.
knew. Camera adds, well, they used to say it added 10 pounds.
Right.
I came back to news after 15 years of being out. Now it adds 20.
Really? Are you just saying that because?
Yes. Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you. Okay. Maybe I added a few myself.
You know, I will say this.
Too many cameras.
Even when you see somebody on TV who's not overweight or anything, and you meet them in person, they always look skinnier and more frail.
Yes.
More frail.
Yes.
They do look like.
It does add some dimension.
So it is true.
So that's,
I mean, look at yourselves on the camera, Jim, right now.
Perfect.
That's at least 10.
Perfect.
Yeah. Really, in person, I'm only, 120.
Okay.
So it's Jim.
Yeah, right. we're talking, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I had my wedding anniversary. And
okay,
we're talking about, yeah, thanks. It was 35 years. But we're talking about the difference in, because everybody knows how much they weighed when they got married, I think. I mean, I don't know. We did. And it's, she's put up with a lot, but I'm going to get back.
I can only imagine.
Saint Donna.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
she's
Donna.
Up for sainthood. Yeah.
Hats off to you.
Ugh, yes. All right. Well, that's, so do you have a preference on TV or radio? I guess it's tough to ask you when you sit here on the radio. So
well, I love
what's cool. Well, and the other thing cool is the way radio is now. There's
yeah.
still video. There's still
you're right.
There are pictures
yes.
and all that on
yes.
the web. So you still have a piece of that.
Yeah.
Right.
You can do it all right here.
I
on
said
Civic
I
Media.
Love the hair and makeup much better for radio.
Yeah, it's true. All right, WGBW, Connie and Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Connie the Mayor. Just heading up on hour two. We have Jeff Merkus going to be joining us at the top of the hour.
Nice
and
guy.
It's going to be great to hear. I think events are so important to a community. It's
yeah.
just, you can have the infrastructure, but if you don't program it, it kind of sits there.
Well, we've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like we were saying yesterday, you just got to know about this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here.
Yeah. And then this Linda at Gusty, right? Am I got that right? For the Director of Education at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. Are you I know she's going to talk about the Bee Gees and the entertainment they have there, and they have great entertainment, but are you a big gardener?
No. I'm out there all the time because I love it. I do not have the green thumb. there's rarely been a plant I can't kill.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. What do you do outside of broadcasting? Like, what's your thing? Do you horseback ride or something?
Well, I do horseback ride. I grew up with horses.
Yeah.
There's something you guys have in common.
We do.
You do.
And I really wanted to get, like, into it, you know? There was a stable on the east side of Green Bay, like in Bellevue.
Uh-huh.
I took my kids there, and I wish they would have got in, but they were so intimidated by the size of the horse. They just couldn't understand that they were in charge, even though the horse was bigger. They just...
Yeah.
And that grasp, it didn't come there. They were young. Maybe I took them there too young.
Well, I'm guessing you and I did you do English riding?
No.
Okay.
The Western Saddle, no.
Yeah, because yeah. I was out, you know, I was running barrels, doing pole races and...
Oh, you did all that?
Oh, yeah.
So the county fair is coming up. We're going to have somebody come on to talk about that. That is really cool. Those girls, they're young. So are the guys, but the
yeah.
girls are pretty
yeah.
young, and boy, do they handle the horse.
Well,
yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah,
I
and it's
that.
More maybe like journalists, but it's a lot more than looking pretty and being up holding
yeah.
their flag and
nuts.
Riding a horse. They
yeah.
do roping and riding.
So are you still in it, or did you get out of it?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and that was mainly we raised horses. So, but I haven't ridden in probably a couple years. My big thing right now, I love, is the outdoors. I love going up north. I love fishing, you know that, boating, hiking.
I think we have to sell that more here in Green Bay. Because I think I told you, I
yeah.
was doing that recruiting tape for Aurora about, you know, we're a lot more than football. 20 minutes, you can be fishing. You can be in the ER. 20 minutes later, you can be fishing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can't do that in New York.
No, or Texas or California.
Right,
or...
So there's a lot of places. And I think that, I don't know, I haven't really studied these younger 30-year-olds, but... they also want to be in a community that is concerned about the environment. And I think we're good at that. I
yeah,
really do. I don't
yeah.
think we talk enough about it. You look at somebody like Georgia Pacific, what they do, you know, to be green and to support outdoor sports. That's an awesome company. We're so lucky to have them. I don't think we would ever take someone like that for granted. But what they do for the environment is unbelievable. It's just a great, great company. And I think we need to sell more of that because to say, look, you can be here. And, you know, it says, like I said, the front page of the paper, study names Green Bay among the best for first-time home buyers. It's like, well, don't come here because it's cheap. I mean, come here because of the amenities.
Well, look at all the water that surrounds us.
Right.
But, you know, the younger generation you're talking about recruiting and young professionals, they are much more concerned than we were even in my day. About the environment, that it's a really, you know, really concerned about protecting and keeping it around for the
hands
next
down.
Seven. Yeah.
Hands down. And I had said before on this show that even when they seek jobs and they're looking for jobs, it was really, really important to them, you know, what they do for the environment, what they do for charitable things, what they do for time off to donate. And I can't say that was my top priority when I went out looking for a job.
Well, I was in the 80s, you know, we were the, how much money can you make?
Exactly.
Well, and I think it was. I'll be honest. And I think here's the other thing, though. I don't know that a lot of jobs pay what maybe some of these positions should require. And so I think people are like, well, if I'm not going to make what I'm worth, then there's got to be some other things for me to join this company.
There's a lot more work from home also ever since COVID.
But I you're probably right. But there's some pretty competitive wages out there, and it still comes down to what do you do? I think a company that gives to African kids, you know, that's a big deal for like one of my daughters. And I just think that I wish we would have been more brought up like that, because we weren't. I mean, we're just like, get a good job, get an education, and go make some money. And I think I'd like to take a little bit of credit for. Because we did a lot of charitable work, but that's because I was, you know, the mayor. But they grew up doing that. They still do it in their communities. They're involved and stuff. And I think that's awesome. And they love it.
Yeah, you look at how awareness has changed and times have changed.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't as, we weren't as knowledgeable then as we are now.
I mean, listen, you used to be able to watch TV and the Flintstones would tell you to smoke a Winston.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I mean, times were different.
You know what? True that.
Jim, I just got a message from somebody. And I want to know why we didn't know about this. But you are featured in the latest Frankly Green Bay episode with Frank Hermans.
Really? What'd he do?
Oh, boy, that, I remember. He interviewed me.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah.
What is it in? I didn't even know what that was. What was it in?
Frankly Green Bay, the TV show he does, and you're on it.
Do I speak well of you, Todd, in the civic media? I don't remember that interview, I'm sure I did.
Did they put makeup on him?
They did.
He does not look that red.
True, it was in summer.
And this is a while back because you have a little bit more weight in this. So I don't know how long ago this was, but it is out now.
We are. Do you notice how Todd and I, we've both together, I bet you we're over 40 pounds we've lost.
Oh,
wow.
Two of us together,
Yeah.
Good job.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We are.
I never knew either of you
before
to be overweight, so.
Okay.
Let me pull out some pictures. Yeah,
it's a TV camera. It puts it on. We're on radio.
It's the camera. Remember, it puts on 20 nowadays.
It does. But no, we've talked about it a lot, but I think the last few months, Todd and I have kind of leaned into it a little bit more.
Good for you.
Which is good.
Yeah.
You want to do that now? Then your knees are better and we don't have to worry about all this stuff. So anyway, all right. So rundown today, you guys. Stick around because this is going to be good. Jeff Merkus is going to be giving us the update on downtown Green Bay, and he's going to talk a little bit about Appleton Oshkosh. He works with these other downtown directors and how more we can do together. Ben Indiana Melcor, of course, moving with the Melcors. Let's talk about, this is the place for first-time home buyers. I think that's awesome.
That's
news.
Exciting.
It is. And John Kramer, of course, with headlines with the Press Times. Great. And then we got Jessica from NWTC coming in, and then of course Linda, the director of education for the Botanical Gardens. They're going to talk about the Bee Gees now, which is a great concert that's coming on out there. Stick around, we'll be right back. This is Connie and the Mayor.
And don't forget your shot to win with Scotty's Summer Text to Win contest coming up after 7 o'clock. Get that Civic Media app. Get ready to play along.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.